It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, and the North Dakota Stockmen's Association have been and are busy, 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 and the focus is not just on drought. Tomorrow, it's on golf. North Dakota Stockmen's Association Feeder Council Golf Classic tomorrow in Washburn. Scott Ressler from the Stockmen's Association. You're too busy to golf, or are you going to be there, Scott?
You know, it's an event that I've participated in for the last 15 years, so it's kind of been an opportunity for the cattle feeders of North Dakota to get together with some industry reps from the animal health and the feed business and the banking industry, and we kind of just have a day to mingle and not have to talk about business. And so it's been a fun event over the years, and we'll look forward to teeing up tomorrow at Washburn for another year.
Super. But it is amazing about how much can be accomplished business-wise on the golf course.
Yeah, we usually will pair one of the cattle feeders up with one of the industry reps, so they get a chance to make their advertisement, if you will, over 18 holes of golf.
Okay, super. That's in Washburn tomorrow. I mean, do you have to pre-register, or are you all full, or can somebody show up?
Certainly, they can show up at 1 o'clock. We'll get you on a team, and we'll have a steak supper afterwards.
All righty. Last Thursday, was it? Yes, the 6th of July, you had a drought roundtable discussion with North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp down in Bowman. What did you talk about there?
Yes, you know, Senator Heitkamp was down in Bowman, had a chance to meet at the sale barn, and certainly that part of the world is struggling through the drought, as many parts of the state of North Dakota are, and so she had a chance to hear directly from those folks, and we had a board of directors meeting last Friday as well, and those folks from that part of the world, you know, they suffered last year through the drought, so this kind of is their second really tough year, and there's just not much feed down there to go gather, and so, you know, they worked through some of the issues, and on Friday at the board meeting, we had Senator Hovind come, as well as Ag Commissioner Goring, and we expressed to those folks, you know, certainly they're working on opening up CRP, as is Congressman Kramer and Senator Heitkamp, and, you know, we're anxiously waiting that announcement of opening up the CRP to haying. That decision hasn't been made yet, but the request has been made to the Secretary of Ag, and certainly we're waiting for that decision to come out. You know, we expressed to our leadership that, you know, producers are going to have some tough decisions coming up, and, you know, whether to sell cows, whether to ship in purchased hay, or ship cows to that available feed resources. And we're getting some calls from the office here of some facilities in North Dakota that can take some of those animals in, and we're getting some calls from other parts of the country. We got a call from a guy from Kansas that could take 300 pairs in, and so certainly there's some options available. What each producer decides is going to be a decision they're going to have to make. But, you know, some of the producers have been gathering up some of these small grains that aren't going to make a crop. They may have been able to start haying that. But we expressed a concern to the senators that, you know, if it doesn't rain, our corn silage is going to be a stretch. And so that certainly is a feed that we resource that we use to get through the winter.
You know, one of the resources that producers could utilize is the North Dakota Stockmen's website, where there's the feed list right there.
Yeah, we have a drought resources tab for livestock producers, and so certainly encourage folks to go to our website, ndstockmen.org, and take a look at that. It's right on the homepage. Some options that we put together for a producer to be able to find some things easily. You know, one of the other things is, so feed is going to be tough to gather up, but certainly if our pastures could hold on a little bit longer, that's going to be another next thing of how long we can hold on these cows out in these pastures. And so the cattle feeding industry, you know, many of those guys think if we could get to middle to end of August, it'd be a little easier to wean these April, May-born calves. They'd be a little older and have a little better go at it in the feedlot. They are feeding some of these light calves now, and they seem to be doing good. A little different to get them on feed when they're only, you know, 200 pounds, but certainly there's a possibility there. And so, you know, every day as we get down this road, Mick, it's going to be, there's decisions happening made by every producer in North Dakota, and not the first drought we've been through, but certainly this one, with the tough winter we had, the very lack of growth we had in the spring of vegetation, and certainly this drought is kind of a triple whammy for us.
For sure. It is, like every thunderstorm is different. Every person is unique. This drought is very unique in a number of ways, and a lot of challenges out there. At the feedlot tour that you had back in June, what was the attitude then?
Sure, I appreciate you asking about that. We had our 15th annual feedlot tour back on June 20th, and if anybody remembers that day, at least in the western part of the state, it was a bluebird day, 80 above with no wind, and we really hadn't had one of those days without any wind. And fortunately, the tour gathered up about 80 people who were interested in looking at the cattle feeding industry in North Dakota, and I took that as a successful trip, as gathering 80 people away from their operations to come look at the cattle feeding industry in these four feedlots that we showcased that day. And what came about was there's interest to adding some of these, adding some weight to some of these cattle. Certainly last year was a great example of these operations adding some of that weight and getting compensated for it. And so if they can gather up some feed, certainly that's a possibility this year, or look into the next couple of years of future and build themselves one of these feedlots that we had a chance to see. So the tour was a great tour. Looking forward to the 16th annual next year.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll check in with you before then. In the meantime, thanks for the update. Scott Ressler, North Dakota Stockmen's Association Environmental Services Director. We appreciate it. And thanks for the work you do helping. I know, because in addition to providing a lot of info, there's a little counseling going on. You're kind of, putting arm around on the shoulder of a few guys. So thanks for doing that.
No problem, Mick. We certainly have had a little hardship with some of our stockman's family, but working through that. But thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, we'll chat again soon. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now.